This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Fierce storms, likely tornadoes, too, in the central U.S. At least three people are known dead in Ohio. Amber Fagan is in Lakeview, Ohio.
Laundry mat is gone. The old plastics building is just completely demolished. Downtown, it's bad.
She talked to WSYX WTTE TV. There's storm damage in Kentucky, Indiana, and Arkansas. Tornadoes suspected in Arkansas, Illinois, and Missouri. James Ashton is in Milton, Kentucky.
Wind was picking up, blowing. Kept trying to blow my door open, so I had to stand in front of my door so it wouldn't blow open.
He talked to WCPO-TV. The power's out in many places. Officials are working now to assess the extent of the damage from the storms. Some McDonald's customers have been complaining this morning. The AP's Charles de Ledesma.
System failures at McDonald's have been reported worldwide, shattering some restaurants for hours. The Chicago-based burger giant called the problems a technology outage that's being fixed and aren't related, it says, to a cybersecurity issue. McDonald's in Japan posted on X, formerly Twitter, that operations are temporarily out at many of our stores nationwide, while the website Down Detector says there have been a spike in problems with the McDonald's app. Some McDonald's restaurants are working normally again, with people ordering and getting their food at locations in Bangkok, Milan, and London. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
This morning, Gaza's health ministry says more than 31,000 Palestinians have now been killed in the war between Israel and Hamas. A Russian missile strike on Odessa in Ukraine killed at least 14 people this morning and injured 46 others. Here in the U.S., the spring home buying season's getting underway, and more homeowners are lowering their asking price. This is AP News. Now, protecting people from cancer.
The Environmental Protection Agency is tightening limits on a chemical used to sterilize medical equipment. The EPA found a higher than expected cancer risk at facilities that use ethylene oxide. It's a gas used to clean devices, including catheters, syringes, and surgical gowns. A new rule is expected to reduce emissions of ethylene oxide by about 90%. The American Lung Association called the rule an important step forward to protect human health from cancer caused by ethylene oxide. The chemical is classified as a pesticide. It's also used to ensure the safety of certain spices and other food products. The EPA says brief exposure to ethylene oxide isn't considered a danger, but breathing it long-term elevates the risk of breast cancer and lymphoma. Many facilities have already sharply reduced ethylene oxide emissions. Ed Donahue, Washington.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.